stood up, we all stood up.
Make sure they can get up.
Well, it was like the judge has entered the courtroom.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Where's the flag? Oh, over there. Sorry. Okay, I got it.
We're good.
Good evening and welcome to the August 20th meeting of the Board of Education. And please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Ruth?
Yes. Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
Mr. Zavisky?
Here.
I need a motion to approve the agenda as written. Adopt the agenda as written.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. I don't see anyone here from student government this evening.
Yeah, I anticipate that starting next month.
I didn't think next time around. And we have no recognitions this evening. Do you have any cards, Mrs. Ruth?
I have none.
I have none, so we can skip public participation and go right to treasurer's report.
Oh, thank you so much. Brief report tonight. Just an update on how we came out for the month. Our revenues compared to last year at this date were down just a little bit, but there were two unplanned receipts last year we got. One was a Medicaid receipt and the other one was a refund of BWC that totaled about $200,000. So that makes up the difference. Expenses are down just a little bit due to the reduction in health insurance premiums, which is a good problem. And then we did have a little more capital improvements we paid for last year at this time, but that's all of that. Just yesterday, my staff had a training on what will be our new requisition process. We'll start slowly training everybody. I'm real excited about it because it will not only allow the requisitions, which are currently automated, which is pretty cool, but it will also allow for as the items are received, we won't be passing things back and forth. They'll just be able to click that, yes, everything's received, scan in the items, and have all those files available. So it's going to be pretty slick. Valuation challenges. I wanted to update the board on this. I got a letter from our lawyer that people are always like, why do we do this, where we watch the sales and watch what's happening down at the Board of Revisions. And there was a business in town that tried to file for a $1.2 million reduction on their property, and our lawyer just countered and it was dropped instantly. So there is value to that. I know it doesn't sound like much, but we need to protect our base as best we can. We want to foster the fair valuations for everybody. To some it's just a game and it's not to us, for our taxpayers. I think I've nagged you guys all about the OSBA conference, so please remember to let me know what you're up to and I'll get y'all registered. I have a list of the to-dos here that are coming up from my department. But I did want to send out a little reminder for parents, and I don't know if the principals can help me by sending this out to their parents. Our convenience fees for the Easy Pay transactions are waived for the entire school year. So we're trying to help our parents out. I know I talk to some people, even just an example, to a camp, you know, they have that amount, they can make small payments over time, and there are no charges for using Easy Pay at this time, so they can slowly pay and not have that additional expense. So unless there are questions, that's my report tonight. There's a lot of stuff down the pike, but we're just starting a school year out in the treasurer's office.
Mm-hmm. Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Questions? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. We'll not have an executive session at this time. We'll have one at the end of the meeting. The consent agenda. Are there any items that the members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Oh, I forgot Dean.
Yeah.
Dean, sorry. You're at the bottom of my page.
Dean/Jeff tonight.
He probably wishes I would forget, right?
I have a very short role tonight. My role is to take this off of AV Mute and to call Jeff Ligria. You all know Jeff, but we've had the opportunity to hear Terry, and now we're going to have the opportunity to hear Jeff, so he's just got a few slides. Well, being asked to be here tonight, kind of let you know what we did all summer long and what we've been up to and some of our projects that we had going on.
It's a little short side here. There we go.
And so I'm going to kind of look over some of the things that maybe some of you don't know. First of all, we mow over 100 acres of grass in this district, and we have 5 football fields that are lined and striped, 3 at Facet, 2 at Clay, 1 band field that's striped, and we have 2 soccer fields that are lined and striped also. Our buildings, we have 8 buildings that are mulched and manicured, and you know, that kind of gives you just an idea of how busy we are all year round. Those things don't go away. So with that, I put a little things together here. That's our tennis court. If you remember back in February, I think we had a nice storm that came through and the fence was laying halfway off into the tennis court, and so that's been redone. It's been put up, and right now we're working on putting the netting back on. So hopefully tomorrow that'll be completed. Go ahead, Dean. This was February. February, if I remember, right around the middle of February, because I got a call. I was at home. I just finished having surgery and everything, and I think it was a week or two back, coming back to work. And I get a call from Troy McLaughlin and says, hey, we got a lake in the front yard over at Facet. So I got dressed and I came flying over, and sure enough, we got water bubbling out of the ground, and we were able to get a hold of a contractor that morning. Within an hour, they were there. And as you can see from picture number 2 on the bottom, the hole was dug. It's our water line. And the third picture on the right-hand side up above is the sleeve that they put over it to stop that. And if I remember right, I think we had another plan in place that Mr. Gregory did, where we pulled the students from Facet and all the buses, and we brought them all over to Clay High School. And it was part of a new plan and something we kind of wondered how it was going to work. And it all worked out well, and you know, of course, the next morning we were back in school. So that was quite an ordeal. That's what I call an event. This is our gymnasium, far left picture. We were asked to take one half of the bleachers out of the gymnasium. We saved 60 seats or so of those so that we can put them on the right-hand side of the gymnasium now. The second picture you see there is after the floor was just finished. The lights are still off, but you can see the shimmering of the floor and how nice it looks in there. And then, of course, with the lights on the other side, you see the bleachers. So you're looking at it from different views, but it turned out very nice. I think everybody's pretty happy with that. Go ahead, Dean. And Carol's favorite, the auditorium wall. This was a big project that we had taken on, and Dean had been talking about this for quite a few years, of having a nice look to our auditorium, something that you can walk in and almost feel like you're walking into an old setting. So Dean came up with an idea. My maintenance folks came together and put this all together. It was actually quite an ordeal to get all the parts and pieces and build. The doors turned out phenomenal. We started out, they didn't look so good, and I thought, like, this isn't going to work. Nobody's going to accept these. So we went over to St. John's Body Shop, and I talked to them over there, and boy, they made them look like glass, and it turned out beautiful. So that was one of our great projects. I think it'll go a long way for a long time. This is the Koi Rock Garden. Today, if you were to look at it, it'll look a little different. But if you remember, this was an area that had a lot of water setting. It was kind of muddy looking. It didn't look very nice. And Amy came up with an idea for rocks, having a rock garden, and painted rocks from her students. And so we built this. Steve came over and with his idea and put this all in. And then we had a big rock there, the insigniate, the beginning of the rock garden. And now if you look at it, there's a lot of colored rocks there. So it turned out very beautiful. If you look over at Jerusalem now, you'll see a little bit of similarity there in the front of Jerusalem as you walk in. Oh, and here we go. The Koi spring rain, this was a star school of the spring rains. It rained so hard, April, May, June. I think it stopped sometime in June. And I got a call in the morning that they had the bat wing stuck over at Star School. And I got over there. Not only was it stuck, it was buried. We ended up hooking on to it, and with a truck that was 3/4 of the way down the yard and 5 straps to pull that out. And that ground, I've never seen it so wet in all the years that I've been here. I've never seen our district so wet in all the years that I've been here. And we couldn't get to it, and we tried to get to it, and we tried to get to it, and we got buried in a couple other spots too. So, but eventually it happened, it dried out, and July went on as dry as it could be. So we're back to normal. Facet concessions. We started out with this project, came through from the athletic director, that she wanted to improve her concession area. And we worked in the main area. This is actually the bathroom, the old bathroom that was just off of the nurse's station. And we took the toilet out, and we took the sink out, and built a cabinet because they wanted to wash their utensils in there and things to have a safer and, I guess, a nicer place to take care of the utensils. Otherwise, they always had to take them down to the kitchen, and it just didn't work out very well. So Troy went out and got a base cabinet and got a nice countertop and a nice sink. So now that they do concessions, they can wash them all from right behind their area. Clay's parking lot. There's another one that we did. If you noticed, we did the west lot a couple years back. This year we did the front lot, the front circle, and then we also went over to the east lot, and now that's been blackened and new and striped up and looks pretty nice out front now. So hopefully next year in our budget we can look at the backside of Clay High School and see if we can get along the tennis courts there and finish up that section. So we'll continually make it a cycle. Oh, and here's my favorite, GOBA. That happened right in the middle of our summer. We built a tent in the middle of the summer there for our brand new tent that we were proud of. We had that up and standing, and you know, it kind of rained, and the tent kind of folded a little bit here and there, but we kept it up. And it was a wonderful 2-day experience, let me tell you. It was busy. The people were very nice. They were very appreciative that we, you know, we took good care of them. We had a nice band for the first time, I think, or second time in our history here at the stadium. And that was very nice. And, of course, I found the boss sitting there with his phone. And, you know, I got a kick out of that where it says, any questions? So I thought I'd keep that. Okay. My painters this summer, we had a group of 3 ladies who took care of 6 bathrooms of Clay High School, and more than that. We had classrooms too. But this is the end result of the bathrooms. We elected to, in the Clay wing, we elected to keep them the green and gold theme. And we're working on the floors next. They're due in any day. So hopefully we're going to get some slate floors down in there. They're actually tile floors. It'll be a gray color. And all the 6 bathrooms will be totally refurbished then. The ag lab painting project. We did two walls in agriculture this summer. What a task we had. I know my teacher, she Mrs. Wolf, she came over and moved a lot of things away, and we came in and scraped the walls from some of the old FFA things that were there, and paintings and different things, and we got 2 of those walls painted this summer. And hopefully next year we get the other 2. And we get you some heat and air conditioning in your room, and you'll be all set. And by the way, that is still coming. So, Clay Engineering Lab. This is a project Dean approached me probably mid to end of school year and said, hey, we'd like to look at this project. We got a lot of dust flying around in areas that it's kind of ruining things. So we actually built a wall. If you look on the left-hand side of the picture, we actually had to build a wall all the way to the ceiling. We have a double door, and the double door is in the second picture. The door hasn't arrived yet, but it should be here soon. And that keeps the woodworking section away from their building area where they do smaller projects, so the dust won't flow into their area. On the third picture, that was a window actually there, and they wanted another way to get out into their lab. So we were able to bring booze in, and they did some block work for us and took the window out. And now, if you look to the right of that, you'll see where the door, there's like a door there now. So it's all filled up on the left-hand side, and then, of course, where the door opening is a solid steel door now. So it turned out good. And then STAR's office conference room. This is the one Mr. Gregory said, are you going to get that done on time? You sure you're going to get that done on time? And I said, yes, sir. We're gonna get it done. Well, that ceiling was torn out of there, and we found that everything was run below the ceiling there. So all the wiring that ran below the ceiling was all pulled back and put back up above the ceiling now. And we even had to build some skirt boards for some of the old system, and it turned out beautiful over there. I don't know if you've all been over there to see it, but if you get a chance, stop over and see the conference room over at STAR. It looks very nice. Eisenhower Courtyard spruce up. Mr. Holcomb, Mr. Gibbs, that was kind of the week before school, and they get back and they said, hey, can you come over and give us a hand at the courtyard? It's looking pretty tall over here. And of course, it was about 2.5-3 foot tall. And my crew went in, and the first time around, this is a picture of the second time around, actually. Excuse me. Yes. But second time around, we were able to get through it pretty good and clean it all up just in time for the open house that they had at their building. So it turned out very nice there, and we'll keep working on that and see if we can come up with some better ideas. Eisenhower Room 408. Everybody remember that being all the, if you look over to the right, you'll see all the old stoves. It used to be where we'd learn how to cook back in the day when I was there. And everybody had to take that course. So, you know, it looked the same as the day I was at Eisenhower. And, of course, now that it's finished, and Dawn had a big part of this, picking out some furniture and putting the room together, and my folks building, if you can see where all the sinks and everything were, all that piping's still there. We had to build false walls and bring it out. And we did that on the front side and the back side. We took out, if you see in the second picture, you can see the half wall that's there. It was made out of block. We tore that out. That's no longer there. The room is big and wide open. They have a racetrack in there for racing vehicles that they make during the steam projects. And it turned out very nice. It's all dimmable lighting over there. We did do another 7 or 8 rooms, classrooms that were converted same way, kind of looking the same, same white paint, you know, ceilings, dimmable lights. The tile around is the same. It's green and with white center. Looks very nice. But that was the majority of our summer was spent there. This is at this is over here at our SRO office at Clay. It was originally tile. You know, with having meetings with students and different things, was asked if we could carpet that. So we were able to take carpet squares, and my folks put the carpet down and put the base cove up, and And we were able to get that completed like the day before school starts, I believe. And we also put, we also had carpeting throughout the district, wherever it needed it. And also in the administration building, we started a quarter of that carpet is done. So we'll continue with that also. And that's all I have. Like it says, any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
And just as I'm closing up shop here, just as a point of fact is that we had over 200 requests, and of those 200, we did 160 of them. We did 68 painting projects this year, in addition to 92 work orders that we received over the summer as well. So just kudos to the maintenance department and the custodial staff that every year, when you look at it, there's no way that we can tackle this big job, and every year they do a wonderful job. So thank you very much.
Yeah, one more thing to add, and this is for the custodians because they reminded me. One of the facts is that I was looking over all the buildings, and they cleaned over 500 areas every year. So it's all torn apart, it's all cleaned, it's all waxed, put back together every year. It comes to about 500 rooms. What a tremendous job they do.
Yep,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I might add the walls in the cafeterias at Eisenhower and Facet are absolutely very inviting. They're no longer that institutional look. They put up those big stickers, as in the hallway at Facet?
Facet, yeah, towards the back there by the gym. Yep. Mm-hmm. Looks awesome. Our culinary arts, I mean, gosh, where else? Every school did something somewhere.
Yeah.
Some piece, small piece or big piece. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got to tell you, our Pat and Kelly, who are our trainers for Focus 3, say it every time, but they're just amazed how nice our buildings look. Inviting they are.
Yeah, our people do a tremendous job. Big thank you to them.
Jeff, good job. Thank you. Good job.
Well, I'm glad I didn't skip them.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the consent agenda, right? Mr. Vice President, are we to the?
We are good.
Okay. Consent agenda. Anything need to be removed? Motion? Second? Discussion? Roll call.
Oh, I forgot to write who made the motion. I apologize. Was it Mike?
Motion.
Who made the motion for consent agenda? I didn't get that written down when he was Mike.
Yeah.
Who seconded it?
I think.
Did you do? Okay, I apologize. That's my fault. Okay, roll call then is Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes, and it's not even Monday.
It's
not even
Monday.
So we move on to new business. We have the resolution to approve our bus stops for the 2019-20 school year. Whereas Ohio Administrative Code 3301-83-13 states that the superintendent and or his designee must determine annually the location of all bus stops. And whereas the school bus stop locations have been established by the superintendent's designee, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Education approval of the list of established school bus stops locations, and be it further resolved that a copy of the approved list will be on file at the board office and the transportation department. May we have a motion for the resolution, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Quick question, Dean. When we met before the school year, how many new stops or routes did we add this year, roughly?
And just to clarify, if you're not aware, you know, we had discussions about working with those families out kind of in those rural areas where bus stops. So we sent a very targeted transportation letter to address, a number of addresses. It wasn't the entire district, but it was very focused to the areas that we had discussed, and just gave them kind of an option, or not an option, but helped guide them that if they had a concern to get a hold of us right away, and we're going to work together on it. So I think so far, so good.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item B, the transportation contracts. We need a motion to enter into transportation contracts with the following people for the 2019-20 school year. That's items 1 through 22. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? These are required by law. Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, the handbooks. We need a motion to adopt the following handbooks for the 2019-20 school year: the Oregon Schools Coaches Handbook and the Clay High School Student Athlete Handbook. Drafts of these handbooks were previously distributed. May I have a motion?
So moved.
A second? Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item D, disposal of equipment materials. We need a motion to dispose of the following: the Alpha Smart Keyboard and a Mako hearing instrument. Books are items C through U, and from the High School Career Tech, a 2005 Chrysler 300 touring car and a 1998 Chevrolet Astro van. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item E, agreement. An agreement between the Oregon Board of Education and OPSI to approve the agreement between the Oregon Board of Education and the OPSI Local 320, effective July 31st through of 2019, July 1st of 2019 through June 30th of 2022. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item F is an extracurricular field trip. I need a motion to approve a field trip for the Clay High School Agricultural Technologies Program to Suttons Bay, Michigan on September 23rd through the 25th. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? This is an out-of-town trip, and it's more than one day, which is why we have to have it on the agenda. Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Substitute training. We need a motion to approve a one-time payment of $25 per year to certified and classified substitute employees who attend ALICE training, and a one-time payment of $50 to certificated substitute employees who attend basic technology training. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Disposal of materials. The items approved for disposal at the July 16th board meeting have been disposed of in accordance with the policy. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mrs. Molnar. Well, year's underway. Very excited. Had a great start to the year, I think, from my perspective anyways, and the enthusiasm with our staff's been outstanding. For the most part, everything has gone as it was planned. So couldn't be happier with the start. We had nice media coverage on that first day, you know, kind of what's new in OCS, but then our SRO program got a lot of news coverage, got a lot of positive comments. So obviously we're very, very proud of everything that you guys have done to lead us up to this point. So I couldn't be happier with the start of the year, which leads into just a quick update on our Focus 3 training, which is going to be a focus this year, one of our priorities to help people understand the importance of our culture and ways that we can all together, get better one person at a time to improve it. We had 82 staff members volunteered their time on the first day and then came back, which was even better for those of us that are here, and most of the people in this room were a part of that. Saturday was just incredible. It was Saturday morning. Mike and Kara were there. Thank you for being a part of that. Just absorbing all this information about ways that we can be better people and how it leads to better conversations, how it leads to a better culture, and cannot wait to get to the kids here in another year or so, because the message is exactly what this group of kids and people need. I mean, it is so powerful. It is so internal. It is so personal that it makes a difference. So, again, thank you for allowing us to go down this journey and work with Pat and Kelly from Port Clinton. They are outstanding and very dedicated to us. Just want to bring you up to date on a partnership. I'm not sure if we told you about this, but I got an email today, actually, and Meredith is part of this, but the partnership with the township and that Kennedy Park that is out there and turning that into kind of a wetlands area and for our kids and our students to work with. It looks like that's going to be something that's going to happen next year through a grant that the ODNR Division of Wildlife is working on securing for us. So again, that's something that right now is a little bit ways off, but I think is very exciting, has a lot of possibilities, and you're going to be hearing more and more about that. But I do want to thank the township trustees and Bo Miller for kind of, bringing that back up, leading the charge on that. And a lot of times we talk about what the city partnerships are, but we don't often talk about what we do out in the township. We also, another partnership that you may or may not know we did, but the fire department had their 50th anniversary? Well, I don't even remember the date. But they had a 75th that they held out at Jerusalem School on one of the hottest days of the summer. But we partnered with them, and obviously they used our school, and they've just been so supportive of us, and we certainly will give back any time we can. And just last on my agenda, I just wanted to give you, Keith and I have been talking about this for a while, and it kind of came to his attention and others that some of these long bus rides, these kids on buses can't use Wi-Fi if they don't have a hotspot or they can't use their computers or whatever. So we've been researching how to go about providing Wi-Fi on buses. And I don't know if we have an answer, but I just kind of wanted to give you, this is the one that keeps popping up to everybody. It's called Kajit. So it's, it's a relatively expensive proposition, so we're going to be doing a little bit more research on the number of buses, but this may be something that we at least pilot for a year and see how it works. I'm going to set up a demo, which we can do on these particular things to kind of find out how it works, but it looks like these, basically the Wi-Fi comes in a little protected case, and my hope is that you can take it from bus to bus. You know what I mean? Like, so the one bus going to Lima or one bus going to Findlay, or if we have two buses going, for those real long rides, that it's just a pick up and plop down type of situation, which I believe it is from what I've been reading. So, Keith, I don't know if you want to mention anything, but this is kind of where I'm going to start, and we can't really find a whole lot more that's out there.
I can't take credit. This came from Jamie Johns, a band parent.
Yeah.
Who has some kids that excel academically. And yep. With these long trips, correct me, Don, they're not, unless they can access Wi-Fi, they can't do anything on their laptops. So she was inquiring if that was a possibility for these kids when they go on these long trips so they can get their homework done on the way home or on the way there.
Yeah. And it does make a lot of sense. This is another one of those growing trends on buses that is happening around the country for sure as I start to read and research more and more about it. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that to your attention that hopefully we will move forward with this project that makes sense for us, or at least we can try it and see where it takes us. So again, I just want to thank Jeff and Dean and the entire custodial and maintenance crews and all the summer workers for everything they do every single summer. It's a challenge every summer. Dean doesn't relax till probably now, if he's even relaxed by this point, to know it's all done and we got to where we needed to be. But I know when the kids walk in every single year, it's ready to go one way or another. And again, to thank the board, because of all of you, we're moving forward with all these types of projects, and ultimately the community that supports us. So collectively, our schools are alive, and there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of enjoyment, a lot of excitement, and we're only going to continue to do that. But it starts, if you look just right across the way here, right, Mr. Jersky, if you see these brand new tables, these taller tables, if you kind of remember that last year, how it looked, and it didn't look like that, and his goal is to continue to, one step at a time, make this facility, you know, a place that kids want to gather and want to be a part of. So, you know, our principals are doing an awesome job with their visions, and so if there's any questions, I could answer them, but we're rolling.
Mr. Zavisky?
On the Wi-Fi and buses.
Yeah.
I like it because it's one of the little things we're trying to give back.
Yep.
I think the bigger thing we need to focus on is what other districts are doing, the cameras on buses. I know we've talked a lot about that.
Yeah, the districts, I mean, there's two big things going on in busing right now. It's the tracking, the app tracking of kids on the bus, mm-hmm. and like Maumee just had an article in the paper, just a couple days ago about these little mounted cameras on the side of the buses. Mm-hmm. So those are two projects, two ideas that Dean and I have talked about, and we're going to research. You know, it's interesting. Dean goes, well, you know, they just changed the license plate law. So catching, you know, if you're not having a front license plate and you're facing back, you might miss somebody that, I'm not saying that's not a reason, but it's interesting to think about all these little pieces that, till you get into it. But I don't disagree. Those are two projects.
I know we've looked at it. Dean's looked at some, and, you know, that close, that fast, you don't get a good picture, but other
yep.
districts doing it just to appease people, say we got cameras. And it's
well, and I want to research and talk to those districts and see how it's going before we go there.
Do you think they'll admit that it's just a PR stunt?
No. Well, I hope no one's believing it's just PR strictly, but I think there's good intentions. It's whether or not the data proves out that those intentions are doing it. And it very well may be the case, you know. I don't know. The cameras in Maumee, that's the first time I've seen these little mounted side cameras that are doing exactly what we're talking about. So, but yeah, I agree, Mr. Zavisky. I think that's an area that we need to either commit to or get the research and move forward with.
Well, and I think we've discussed about the rerouting of bus stops so there are no students even crossing the street or have the opportunity for that.
On the main
thoroughfare, right.
Yep.
So, I mean, just preventative aspects can help without even having to catch somebody.
Yep. And you know what? I mean, just in the last 2 years, what we're doing to start educating these little babies that we have at the elementaries, these kindergarten things, we never, at least to my knowledge, we weren't doing as targeted, focused training with these little kids on the bus as we're doing now in the last couple of years. Is that fair to say? And so just training our kids, too, on how to behave around a bus.
There's a great picture on Facebook of the SRO with the little kids
yeah.
holding their hands, and everybody's looking one way except the girl next to him. She's looking the other way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep, and I'm going to talk with the city. I know they had those big orange signs out for the start of the mm-hmm. school year, not so much focused on busing, but remember how we did that initiative at the end of the year, so hopefully mm-hmm. we can do that again here before they move them away from our schools to mm-hmm. reinforce the bus or the passing, you know, what was on the signs last year, how important it is. Any other questions about anything? All right, thank you.
Is there anyone have any old business? Board committee reports, finance.
No report.
Capital improvements, health and safety.
No report.
Policy, the updated policies have been delayed because they're waiting for legislation.
Yeah.
Academic.
No report.
Legislative.
No report.
And student achievement, I have no report either. Board discussion. I do have one thing I want to bring to everyone's attention, and that is Thursday, September 5th at 9:30 in the morning at the Oregon Branch Library will be the kickoff of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Pete the Cat will be there, story time with Toledo Library, bounce houses, and so forth. Brendan Northrup at COI has been working on this for a long time to get it into our system. We've had to go in with the city of Toledo. It involves children ages birth through five can get a brand new book every month sent to their house. You have to register, which is why this thing is at the library. And then I don't know how else they can register by going to the Imagination Library. There's a code on here, but that doesn't cover everybody. But it's a really Brenda's worked a long time.
Well, and let's give credit where credit's due, too. Mercy and Toledo Refining Company are the ones paying for this.
Yeah, they're paying for
it. And they really stepped up. Christine Schultz from TRC has led the charge to bring this, and it's thousands of dollars over the next course of several years. And Mercy St. Charles has partnered with them, so I want to give those two as much credit as anybody to bring this to the air. Brenda has been championing it for a long time, and she's super proud to be a part of it. And I know Toledo Refining was out at all the elementary open houses, maybe all the open houses, and they had little Toledo Refining cups and popcorn and all that kind of stuff. But it's all about getting our babies, our youngest of youngest kids, access to books for free. So it is, it's pretty neat. And there's this this kickoff on the 3rd at the library. So certainly come out if you can. Be a nice PR. There'll be lots of cameras and interviews going on that day.
Dolly Parton has these programs all over the United States, is what I understand. And you have to apply and be eligible for them. But Brenda's worked hard and then to get these people to support them. It's really a great thing for our district.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Carol?
Yes.
Just to let the board know and remind Hal that we will, myself and Craig Albers from St. Charles, will be at COI at 9:30 on Thursday making a big school supply donation.
Oh, yeah? Good.
From our employees.
What time? 9:30?
9:30. I'm invited. Contact all the media, local state TV stations. We did this last year at Star and had a huge donation for them. So I got a whole quarter of my office is just piled up with school supplies right now. So hopefully we'll get some good coverage on that. Since it's early in the morning, it'll be a slow news day.
Great. Good. I think the open houses all went well. I went to several of them. High school last night, and I swear there were more people there last night than the norm, which was really, really, really impressed me. I was glad to see all the young people with strollers because it means we will keep on going.
Yes.
I need to appoint a delegate for OSBA conference. Mike has agreed to be the delegate and Heather the alternate. Is there any other business from the board? We will do executive session meeting, yes, special meeting Monday, August 26th. Is 6 o'clock okay with everybody?
I didn't think it could be any earlier with a couple of your schedules, so if it can be earlier, we can start earlier, but that's up to you guys. I mean, I know probably Jane and I are fine, but.
No, we're fine anytime, anytime. Good.
Okay. Stick with six.
Six, okay. And then regular meeting is September 17th. Executive session to consider the purchase of a property for public purposes and to consider the sale of property for selling and to consider matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or regulations or state statutes. We have a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, we won't make any decisions and we will dismiss from there.
All right, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
I got yes from you.
Did you get a yes?
Oh. I heard yes. Okay. I heard it. It was mental
Good.
Telepathy.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for coming, everyone.